Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, you know that you have got to change.
Ooh, ooh, yeah, baby. You've got to change your evil ways
if you want to keep.
Some folks may change after the night is over. And you know what I'm talking about when I say change. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome as the Big Bake Tournament continues here at Soul Treat Radio and Raw, the Great Lippert Cove, and our colleagues here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, DJ Honeycomb, and it's time to open up another page as we will ring the bell, close the book, and quench the candle before the night is over, y'all. Soul Treat Radio and the Raw, the Big Bake Tournament, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Ow! Shout out to the brothers and the sisters in the Brother Man Network. We're doing what we can do. Put it out there and keep things grooving. We love music here, and the tournament has been a great vehicle for us in which to express ourselves. Got a nice little tinge of cool in the air. So it feels more like fall now than it does spring. And there's some really, really weird weather shit going on. We have definitely, in this neck of the woods, our area is now tropical. So we are going through similar changes with the earlier points in the year. Again, when it rains here, I mean, it really rains. And that's global warming. They can say whatever the hell they want, but y'all know that's exactly what's happening. But we're going to help get you to negotiate through that in style. And in comfort, we hope, in comfort. So all of that is applicable. Now, having said that, we started this petition last year in March. Started with bands. Bands are great. We decided to do single performers. They've been great. And Right now, we have gone past the ladies, and we are into the men. There are four regions, the knee pads region, the baby, baby, please region, the guts to sing to get some region, and now we are in the final category of the prelims, the drop them draws region. Lord have mercy. And when it comes to panty removal, you have two of the very best. Prince Rogers Nelson, no longer on this mortal plane, but I've said it a million times, I'll say it a million more. If all Prince could do was sing, damn, he'd still be a bad motherfucker. Prince's voice, even though it may be considered one of the lesser tools in his toolbox, is awesome. He is flawless as a falsetto tenor. He can swoop and dip with the best of them, going from falsetto down the tenor ranges, and then take an occasional trip to the bottom smoothly. I think he was born with his registers blended, and because he was playing instruments all that time, he never really got maximum use out of his voice because there was so much other shit going on. I was watching Miles Davis's documentary a couple of nights ago and just listening to his background. When you peel it all out, other than Miles, Prince is among the most creative folks ever on this planet. And having said all that, we have to remind ourselves what an awesome talent he is. When I wrote my first science fiction book, The Heroes of Harmony Corners, there was a continuous line in there about how the new Prince single was dropping. Now, ironically, Prince is going to drop a whole new album sometime in the recent future here. And it speaks to the volume of work he did, but also to the fact that he had so much stuff, he couldn't get it out while he was on this mortal coil. So I'm curious to see how they'll react to it. You know, some of the greedy bastards who, you know, wanted to try to pimp him out, they may not care, but I will be intrigued to find out what was on his mind when he decided to play this and what was in the mindset of those who felt it necessary to take him out the vault and put him out here for edification. Well, we'll start off with Prince, as he will go up against Ron Banks of the Dramatics. We all know Ron Banks' story and all. Some of that stuff was put out in the movie, but Ron Banks, Larry Demps, Gilbert Watkins, and the others were part of the Dramatics, and they plowed a trail of good stuff through the early 70s. Banks became the titled lead of the Dramatics when they first came out and did What You See Is What You Get stuff, but Banks has been the steadying voice vocally through all of that. A couple of personnel changes. L.J. Reynolds came from Chocolate Syrup over there and has become part of the group and other moves, but Banks has been a constant. And, of course, they sing some sweet shit. You know, you're going to go outside in the rain? You may be willing to in a certain mindset, but we're going to let them take the floor. And we're also going to shout out our brother, Gary Gregg. He set it up nicely with Lionel Richie and Teddy Pendergrass. So y'all can imagine where we're at now. This is the serious shit. And now, as you're enjoying, if you're enjoying with somebody special, by all means, give that little hug, pat that booty, kiss on the cheek, let her know she's a real cutie. Kick back, relax, high signs in effect, libations, alcoholic or non. Spill a little bit for those who ain't here. Sip the rest of that in good cheer. So for now, messages. For the next hour plus, stage belongs to the Dramatics with Ron Banks as lead singer and Mr. Prince Rogers Nelson.
thank you, baby. I just wanna take a little time out to you. Thank you, baby. Thank you for your love. You came along and showed me that a man can't live by bread alone. And you came on and taught me that no, I just can't make it on my own. But I thank the Lord above for smiling down on me, yeah, and blessing me with your love, baby. Loneliness was about to make me lose my mind, but you came on just in time, and I want to thank you, baby. Thank you for your love.
If you didn't hear me the first time, I'm going to say again, thank you, baby.
Yeah. little bit of your love was all it took. You came along and thrilled me so. I never felt satisfaction before. Now it's not so simple just to let you go, but it would have been easy 1,000 years ago. But now you've got me loving you. Oh, now you've got me hurt. Now you've got me wanting you. A little bit of your love is all it took.
Thank you. never had left him. And he not drove you away.
But if love ever regains, and the love that we share together now, you just have to be ever
ready. Oh, let's give a toast.
Give a toast.
Give a toast.
Give a toast.
Let you go.
Give a toast.
Give a toast.
Give a toast.
Give a toast.
After we will see. So I was cool. Would I rather been different? We only knew. I've seen the future, and it will be. Future and it works. If this life after we will see. Don't go out like a jerk.
Baby. Let's do it.
A Batman.
Batman. First moment I saw you, ooh, I knew you were the one.
Tell y'all just that one bit right there. For all time I'm with you, you are with me, you are with me, you are with me, you are with me.
Shit.
I'm sorry. That is vocal candy. Right there. That shit was sweet. So, we mentioned before, if Prince can do nothing but sing, he'd be a badass. And I can't think of another artist at all who, if you took one piece of their toolkit away, how good could they be? You know? It's like a trumpeter that loses its lip. You know, they're not going to be able to play trumpet like that no more. And when you had somebody who had it as complete as that young man did, and that he got out of it as much as he could, it's not a surprise that since he's passed on, there's going to be material released that he did, because apparently he made a shitload of music. Whatever he had in him, he got out. And that's the best thing that you can say about an artist. I'm talking to my colleague DJ Gray right now, coming in. And G, I don't know about you, but how did that register inside your cranium?
Prince is awesome. That man, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like the modern day Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Marvin Gaye can do words and mess you up with the words.
Yeah.
Prince can do the same thing.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the lyrics, the musicianship.
Yes, yes.
I mean, his game is tight, G. I can't go. There's no other way I can explain it. You know, and
well,
as a singer.
It only comes around. Every 20 or 30 years,
every
comes around at once. Yeah. And
we've seen it
with Marvin Gaye.
Yep.
We've seen it with Prince.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Three times.
That's fair.
Less than 40 years.
Yeah. I would throw Sam Cooke in, but on the back end. Before Marvin,
yeah,
because
yeah.
All of that whole timeline and everything that came from it, they're all innovators in their own way. You know,
yep.
Sam was innovative in terms of business, wanting to make sure that everybody were able to keep their work and get paid like they should. You know, Marvin was, well, you're going to have Marvin coming up right after we finish talking here, but Marvin's masculinity never wavered. In the heat of whatever was going on. You know, Prince started out androgynous. They were trying to think, well, who the hell is he? What is he? But he is distinctively male. And the fact that he had all these things to work with, and he seemed to use all of them. I'm just curious as to how much more music he has in that storehouse that they'll release to us.
Yeah.
I think 20, 30 years down the road, we'll still be listening to new Prince stuff.
Yeah.
I ain't
never
heard
more Michael Jackson than
they ever told us about yet. Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. So now we got Marvin Gaye and Russell Tompkins Jr. of the Stylistics. Now,
I think
the...
What
can
Michael,
you do? Mm-hmm.
1973, 1974.
Yep.
Mama was talking about the ecology, right?
Yeah, he was.
This is 50 years ago, right?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And before the end of the month, we are going to dedicate a show to Marvin because it is 50 years since the release of What's Going On. And you can't tell me that there's nothing in What's Going On that you can't apply to today or even in the future.
I mean,
he had a vision.
Imagine what he'd be thinking about now.
Yeah. Yeah. He saw that vision all the way through. It's just mind-boggling, G. But we are talking about being able to beg. And, you know, you can sometimes be serious about it, or you can do it with a smile like Prince did in Neurotic City. It is about expressing love. And that's one thing that these great singers all have in common. They express their feelings of love. They do. Some make us feel more than others. But the uniqueness of how those things translate is the essence of what we do here on the show. Soul is not a monolith. I can get just as much soul out of Todd Rundgren as I can get out of Mr. Biggs. And they've done the same song, and they've both done it well. So these are things that defy the societal crap. But especially when it comes to the black singers, it is our reminder to us as human beings that we can express our humanity in singing. Whether it's in love of something, someone, or whatever, that's still us. They can't fuck with it. They have done things to curtail it. They have done things to try to put legal restraints on it, but our humanity is not for sale. And that's what I love about the singers doing their thing here. those moments in their song, they were free and expressing that feeling. Sometimes as people who would stand in for us and say the things that we couldn't say at that time in our lives or whatever, this is what makes it special for me.
Well, Michael, this contest takes me back to the 60s and 70s.
Yep.
And then it takes me back to high school, junior high school.
Oh, yeah.
Takes me back to the first girl you had a crush on.
No question.
The first guy you had a crush on.
That's right.
The first teacher that you liked or didn't like.
Oh, well, don't get me started on that.
I definitely had some dirty talks about a couple of teachers.
Oh, yeah. But you hit it right on the head. That's what we recall our youth, adolescence, whatever you want to call it, and those first crushes or those first feelings like, why am I feeling this way about this girl? Ow! You know, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So having said all that, G, what you got on tap for us tomorrow evening?
Well, we got Arthur Brightside and Mr. Billy Eckstein.
Yes, sir.
And we got a wild card waiting to win.
I like that. See? I think, actually, it seems like a lot of the Soul Patrollers and Cold Caravan folks do like the wild card.
Yeah,
Yes. Michael Henderson and Jason Hoover have been successful wild cards in moving on. So that's kind of a pleasant surprise.
Lenny was on Beggars.
That's right. So yes, Lenny Williams has been a successful wild card as well, but there are more to come. And I know as we knock off some of these folks, I know you're thinking, now I know he ain't put him on the list yet, so he's got to be in there. And you're right. Now the question is, when will you hear him? So that's the good news. We're going to see what happens as the wild cards get dealt from the bottom of the deck put into the competition. Now, again, Monday was at 7 o'clock Eastern, G?
Yes.
7 o'clock Eastern. The big tournament continues. Billy Eckstein, Arthur Prysock. I know our mothers would like that one. Let's make sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really old school jam.
Poor Ma Gray a double. She ain't got to worry about it. Just sit down and listen, Ma.
My mother already beat it with the old granddad, so
it's all good.
Yeah.
So, on that note, it's excuse me, you are so right. Now, y'all just heard Prince and Ron Banks of the Dramatics. So, of course, if you want Prince, vote on our Soul Tree page. Vote on the Great Leopard Cove Facebook page. You can also email Gary at glcgreg@gmail.com. You can email us at SoulTreeInTheRaw, just like that, SoulTreeInTheRaw@outlook.com. Yeah. Having said that, we shall move on. Russell Tompkins, who took advantage of the genius of Tom Bell, and Philly, I got to get you on this one. You fucked up with the Delphonics because they were made for each other. And I don't dislike Russell's voice, but you can't mess with chemistry. And the Hart brothers and Tom Bell, that was perfect chemistry.
Yep.
I can hear every nuance, not just in the Hart singing, but in the arrangements that Tom Bell made. And, of course, he did stuff for Russell Tompkins that seemed to highlight his voice, but it just did not feel the same. And not that I'm trying to prejudice Brother Tompkins, but I think when Tom Bell got spurned like he did from Philly Groove, that left a bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah.
And very often the creative process can be messed with if people you have confidence in, you know, break that confidence. So we shall carry on here. Again, vote Facebook pages for Sultry and the Raw and for the Gray Liver Cove. Email glcgray@gmail.com and Sultry and the Raw, all one phrase, Sultry and the Raw at outlook.com. G, we'll see you later. And there's a
thank you, bro.
The tournament continues. You are listening to the Big Big Tournament on Blog Talk Radio, courtesy of the Gray Liver Cove, Sultry and the Raw, and our partners at Blog Talk Radio. When they feel like it, of course. They always mess with the intros. Come on, fellas. Come on out of the bathroom. They're consistent with this. This has been going on for a while now. Come on.
Find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within. Me how to live again.
Only you care when I needed a friend. Believed in me so thick and thin. This song is for you.
Thank you. I thought it was you. As she turned the corner, I called up your name. I felt so ashamed. It wasn't you. Wasn't you.
Make the world go round. oh baby, so I can love you good. Oh baby, I'll make you feel so good. Oh sugar, just like you want me to. Oh baby, you sure love me for. Oh baby, you sure love me for. Oh honey, I hope you never free. I love you, I love you so much. Oh baby, baby, don't ever go away. Oh, stay with me, baby. I love you night and day. Oh baby, you sure love me more. Oh honey, you sure love me more.
Baby, please. I won't doubt you.
Sugar, yeah,
cause I know you.
Ooh, oh, how many I've seen them dream. Oh, how many have felt them dream. How many hearts, baby, have felt their world stand still.
Yeah. did I see in you? I saw a heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet girl who had a gentle way, cute little way that caught me in its glowing spell. Why did I want you? What could you offer me? Just a love to last my lifetime through. And when I lost my heart so many years ago, if I had to choose again, I would still choose you.
too late for you and I. much too late for you to cry. It's too late for you and me, much too late for you and I. It's too late for you and me, much too late for you to cry, baby. Oh, we tried, God knows we tried. Now it's too late to live and love and smile. It's too late for you and me, much too late for you to cry.
Thank you.
You don't have to shed any tears for us. We'll be back tomorrow evening. Gary and Oscar will set it off at 7 p.m. Eastern on behalf of all of us here at the Grey Leopard Crew at the tree and all our connected family, because it is Siblings Day, by the way. Happy Siblings Day. Take care. Be safe. See you tomorrow.